This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 transmission is hitting levels not seen in Colorado in more than 2 months. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Test positivity, the rate of positive tests, topped 6% Thursday and remained above that threshold over the weekend. That's the highest number since mid-February as the big winter wave of Omicron was receding. A higher percent positive suggests higher transmission and that there are likely more people with coronavirus in the community who haven't been tested yet. The number also doesn't include most rapid home tests that often aren't reported to the state. Hospitalizations remain relatively low, but they rose to above 100 last week, their highest level in a month. Public health officials advise getting vaccinated and boosted is the best protection. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A bill to ban flavored tobacco in Colorado cleared a pair of key votes Tuesday in the state legislature. The bill would limit consumption of tobacco through flavored cigarettes and vaping products. It needs another vote in the House before moving to the state Senate. The federal government is taking emergency actions to protect Western water supplies. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Lake Powell on the Utah-Arizona border has dropped so low, it's close to no longer being able to generate hydropower. To shore up water supplies, the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation is invoking its authority to change how the reservoir operates for the first time ever. The agency will keep about 500,000 acre feet in the lake instead of sending it to downstream states. And another 500,000 acre feet of water will be added to Lake Powell from another Colorado River reservoir. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
The U.S. Forest Service has released this season's first round of timed entry permits to the Mount Evans Scenic Byway. Reservations are available at the website recreation.gov. This is CPR News and KRCC.